Great conversation start here. Saturday morning with Kerry McIver in for Jack Tame and Still Shot Love Your Land on News Talk ZB.
Wine with the new Subaru Legacy. Experience six cylinders of muscle.
And Bob Campbell is in Central Otago to attend the annual spring tasting, a large blind tasting of Pinot Noir. And today, Bob, you're at Grasshopper Rock Winery and then on to Rockburn, two of my favourite wineries.
Oh, good on you. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan too, and I've never visited either winery before, so it's a first for me. And I must tell you that Central Otago, there's not a breath of wind, not a cloud in the sky. It is absolutely idyllic. I figure that my guess is it's about 20 degrees here now, and it went down to about -3 or -4 last night. So big temperature swings.
Yes.
And all the cherry orchards have got this the frost protection going, but it doesn't affect wine because they're still safely tucked up inside the wood of the vine. They haven't started bud burst yet, they're quite safe. But it's just like heaven down here.
It is. I can see it. It's just glorious. They know how to do winter and they know how to do spring, don't they?
Yeah, snow everywhere too. Yeah.
Beautiful. So, what's the masterclass session on? Have you found out yet?
Yes, we did. It's all about a little bit technical, so I won't bang on too much about that. But it's about the structure. It was about what contributes to the sort of unique structure of Central Otago Pinot Noir, which is all about the texture of the silkiness or the astringency or the acidity. And so on. So it got a little bit technical, but very, very interesting. And it certainly reinforces their rather unique position in terms of flavour profile and in terms of mouthfeel as well, which is another term for structure. Yeah.
And your wine of the week is from the Grasshopper Rock Winery.
Yeah, it is, actually. In fact, interestingly, I tasted in the big new release tasting. There was a whole bunch of wines from... they're all just Pinot Noir, but from 2015 back to 2012, mostly 15s and 14s, and it was a completely blind tasting. And when the smoke cleared, my top 15 wines, 13 of them were over $50. I mean, unfortunately, price and quality seem to go hand in hand. But Grasshopper Rock was the best value wine, so that I think retails for around about $34, and that was just like a standout good value wine. So I made a beeline for the winery to find out what it's all about.
And how would you describe it?
Well, it's in Alexandra, and that's quite a sort of unique area. I'll read out my notes. Delicately scented Pinot Noir with appealing cherry, spice, and mineral flavors. And a light to medium body, but not lacking in power. Lots of length and quite exciting from that point of view. Quite Burgundian in style. More sort of, rather than your typical sort of fruit bomb, Central Otago Pinot, it's I think a little bit more sophisticated, which with a strong Alexandra signature, I would describe it as, you know, a very classy wine, I think.
Absolutely. You said it so much more beautifully than I ever could. Thank you so much, Bob Campbell. Bob